This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Mother's Day and Father's Days celebrate our parents, but those who have lost their mother or father or both may feel a certain sadness and may find it difficult to join in the festivities. Dr. Anita Sharma talks with the Director of Grief and Community Outreach at Kilpatrick Funeral Home, Pam Lavender, about handling the grief and sadness some may experience on these days and this week's life transitions.
Pam, May and June are months where we celebrate our parents, Mother's Day and Father's Day. Do you think these months become difficult for those who have lost their parents and they see the celebration around them?
Yes. That's all they see on TV. That's all they hear on the radio. Order your Mother's Day flowers now, and if they've lost a mother, that's hard. It's hard to deal with. We all wish that we had another day, another minute, another summer with our parent if they're not here, because we miss, especially if it's a sudden death and you did not get to tell them goodbye.
So how do we handle this situation, this grief, this sadness?
Well, there's many things you can do. One thing I suggest to a lot of people on Mother's Day, write your mother a letter and tell her the things that you miss. Even though she's not here, you can still write her a letter. Or if it's your father, you can do the same thing. You can get together with all of your siblings and talk about your parent that you've lost. Or you can just spend the day with your own children. You know, it's very difficult when someone is the last survivor of their family and they have no children and they've lost their mother or their father.
That must be so difficult.
You have to give yourself, as far as a holiday like that, you can plan ahead. You can prepare yourself for that day so you don't have any unexpected anxiety. You're going to be sad, of course. But you can do positive things that can make your day better. Do things that, if your mother had a beautiful garden, plant a garden. If your mother enjoyed the beach, go to the beach. You can still do those rituals that you did with your loved one, even though they're not there. And those good memories will bring some more sunlight to your day.
One of the ways that I celebrate Mother's Day is to bring food to different facilities. My mother used to love feeding people, and this is my way of paying a tribute to her.
Oh, definitely. And that's a great one. Serve others. You may have a widow or a widower that lives next door. Take them a meal and spend some time with them. Or take them a slice of pie and spend some time with them. You can serve at a food bank. You can serve at a soup kitchen. Doing something like that, helping others, will make you feel good. And you'll make the other people's day also.
Pam, is it okay to feel sad when others are celebrating? Are we taking their happiness away from them?
No, and that happens to all of us. Say it's Christmas and everyone's laughing and they're around the tree having a good time and you're in the festivities with them, but still in the back of your mind, you're missing your significant other or your parent and you get sad. That's just a normal part of grief.
My guest for today was Pam Lavender, who is the Director of Grief and Community Outreach at Kilpatrick Funeral Home. This is Anita Sharma.
Life Transitions is produced with the College of Business and Social Sciences at the University of Louisiana Monroe. Find out more at KEDM.org.